Chapter 28. The explanation came a week later. It was about 10 o'clock at night. I had been dining by myself at a restaurant, and having returned to my small apartment, was sitting in my parlour reading. I heard the cracked tinkling of the bell, and going into the corridor, opened the door. Strover stood before me. "Can I come in?" he asked. In the dimness of the landing, I could not see him very well, but there was something in his voice that surprised me. I knew he was of abstemious habit, or I should have thought he'd been drinking. I led the way into my sitting room and asked him to sit down. "Thank God I found you," he said. "What's the matter?" I asked in astonishment at his vehemence. I was able now to see him well. As a rule, he was neat in his person, but now his clothes were in disorder. He looked suddenly bedraggled. I was convinced he had been drinking, and I smiled. I was on the point of chaffing him on his state. "I didn't know where to go," he burst out. "I came here earlier, but you weren't in." "I dined late," I said. I changed my mind. It was not liquor that had driven him to this obvious desperation. His face, usually so rosy, was now strangely mottled. His hands trembled. "Has anything happened?" I asked.
"My wife has left me."
He could hardly get the words out. He gave a little gasp, and the tears began to trickle down his round cheeks.